Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by co-host Dr. Christana and producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining trio will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.
Hello, everybody. It's so good to be back. We're in the studio. Today, I'm here with producer Mike, and we actually have a guest today. I'm so excited. We have Paul Mosier, who is a licensed acupuncturist here in New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Paul.
I'm so fascinated by that. This is going to be a great show.
I know, seriously, yeah. Because I'm assuming, Mike, you have not experienced acupuncture before.
No. My wife has, and she loves it, you know, but the whole idea of it, like, is freakish to me.
It freaks a lot of people out.
Yeah. So I guess you'll explain that to us today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and I can tell you, Paul has a lot of credibility. Just to give you a bit of information about him, he actually graduated from Brandeis University with a Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience and Computer Science, and he has a Master's of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine from the New England School of Acupuncture. And, you know, he's been practicing in the area now for a while, and most recently, he has started community acupuncture right in the living room at Spinal Corrective Center, my office. So I've started to really see a lot of benefits to my practice members who have been experiencing chiropractic and acupuncture, and I really think it's something that more people should understand. I'm assuming, like chiropractic, Paul, acupuncture can be quite misunderstood.
It is quite misunderstood, and it has sort of a mystical sort of appearance or presentation, which is really not very warranted for all the things it can do, and hoping to be able to get some of that detail out to you guys.
Well, how old is the? I mean, that's an old practice.
Oh, it's very old. It's on the order of about 2,000 years.
That's old.
It started in China, right?
That's correct. And since then, it has broadened out to most East Asian countries, so Japan, Vietnam, Korea. They all have their own sort of spin-offs on the medicine. And I mention that because my style of practice is the Japanese style of practice, and it brings its own particular flair and approach that is unusual for people who may have experienced acupuncture in the past to go see a Japanese acupuncturist or a Korean acupuncturist or people who've been trained in other nations. Spins on the medicine presents its own unique experiences above and beyond acupuncture itself. But we're delving way down deep here. So
that's what we do in this show.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, seriously, but start with the initial questions around.
Well, I think I would be interested in knowing, as an acupuncturist, what got you interested in it.
My training at Brandeis, I was originally doing that because I was going to go to medical school. And I got about 2-3 years in the middle of my junior year, in exploring the profession of medicine and how medical care is delivered in the United States. I ended up being very disenfranchised with the state of care, the difficulties that go around patient care with juggling insurance billing, hospital administration requirements, and how much medicine has become a commercial and
it's big business.
Exactly. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, and, it's big business.
And I wanted to step away from that. I wanted to be in medicine for people. And I have a background in martial arts as well. So when I was looking for something else to do, something that was in the healthcare field but wasn't a mainstream medical
doctor,
practice.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. This was a very natural place to fall into.
What I find intriguing about acupuncture is that, like chiropractic, it really takes into account the whole person and honors that if everything is connected. Mm-hmm. Whereas I know in traditional medical care, we really are pieced apart. That's why you go to specialties for each organ, and we tend to lose sight of the whole and how body function really affects everything.
Siloed, I think the term is. But yes, that's very true. And I think specialization has its place, certainly. I'm not gonna knock Western medicine and standard medical care.
Can do some wonderful things, actually.
Absolutely. They do some wonderful things. And if your appendix is going to burst, go to the ER, you know. But there's an aspect of the mind-body connection. There's an aspect of holistic care and cross-disciplinary care that seems to be lacking, which a lot of other specialties like chiropractic and like acupuncture can fill very well. And that's what I enjoy doing in my practice.
So, Mike, what would be your biggest question, concern, fear about acupuncture from someone who's never done it?
Well, I guess my first question would be, what's it going to do for me? You know, what's your typical patient that comes to you?
Very common question.
Yeah.
A typical patient, they're usually women, usually in their late 20s to mid-50s, suffering some form of acute or chronic pain. Mm-hmm. It can be, you know, they threw their backs out, they've had shoulder injury that's just never healed right, they've had a hip that's started to bother them, or they've suffered chronic migraines for 15, 20 years,
right,
or, you know, however long. So first off, pain. Acupuncture
right,
is a very good treatment for pain. Secondly, I treat people who are dealing with some sort of anxiety or depression type problem. They might be on medication. They don't want to be on medication. They might be trying to lower their dosage of medication, or perhaps they're not suitable for medications. If they're pregnant, they're not suitable for a lot of anti-anxiety meds, and are looking for ways to help manage that from a more holistic perspective or from a less pharmaceutically based perspective.
Right, right.
So those are the two major patient complaints that come to me.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I see a variety of other things. Digestive complaints respond very well. People who have chronic constipation or irritable bowel syndrome or ulcerative colitis, things like that. To gynecological-based conditions, women who are transitioning into menopause, can't stand the hot flashes, which I think is most every woman transitioning into menopause.
Right.
Women who have very painful periods or who are trying to get pregnant and having problems conceiving might be undergoing IVF and are looking for things to help bolster that.
Yeah, as far as the fear is concerned, it is poking you with a needle, right?
Exactly, so. I'm not gonna dance around it.
Yeah,
I'm poking people with needles.
It looks gentle, though.
Obviously, it's not
like you got a hammer and a chisel.
No, it's not a very
big needle. It's what like the size of a thick human hair.
That's about what I.
Oh, really?
What I go with?
Yeah,
see,
very
I picture
thin.
Something, you know, like a sewing machine needle.
Oh no!
That's in my mind, though, which is a weird place.
Well, I can see it because people think, okay, thin needles, the thinnest needle in the common household that you think of is a sewing needle.
Right.
But that's really not appropriate comparison either.
Yeah.
Or
a pin, you know.
Well, yes. When people ask me about the thickness question or the pain question, I usually ask them to feel hair.
Right.
Because the thickness of one of their hairs is about the thickness of a needle. And Japanese style, getting back to the lineages again, the Japanese style uses needles that are thin by acupuncturist standards. So the really, really thin gauges of needles are the ones we use. It makes for a effectively painless insertion, and then it ends up being a very relaxing experience. It's not a painful
needle. Yeah, like I said, my wife has had it done, and she loved it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Most patients end up falling asleep. They just get very zoned out and relaxed.
I'm all for any type of healthcare where it encourages relaxation.
Yes,
seriously.
<me too. laughs> much undervalued experience in day-to-day living.
I just pulled up an article that was written in Bloomberg Businessweek in June of 2010, and it was actually a synopsis of a study that was done through the University of Rochester Medical Center that showed that the needle insertion actually stimulates production of a chemical that's known to reduce discomfort. It's actually called adenosine, right? And what's exciting about this is I know that the complete Eastern explanation involves a lot of talk about energy or chi, but there's also a more Western explanation of acupuncture that's becoming more and more apparent through research that shows there are chemical reactions that happen in the body that reduce pain, that stimulate the nervous system, that reduce inflammation. Can you talk a little bit about like the science behind acupuncture?
Absolutely. Stepping into the science, there's the Chinese explanation is very mystical, but you have to understand they didn't have the same understanding of the world that we do. They didn't have the same diagnostic tools that we have today. They don't have the same way of looking at the body that we do today. So we're able to go in and distill a lot of that to get down to some of the scientific works that acupuncture can do. So the insertion of a needle, it does release a lot of the body's own, or cause the body to release a lot of its own natural painkillers. Adenosine is one of them. As a class of chemicals, they're called endorphins. The same kinds of chemicals that you get when you go for a run and you feel very relaxed and pumped up and alert.
Right.
That kind of, those class of chemicals, they're pain relieving.
It's like a natural high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And after that, the body will respond to a needle in the same way that it responds to a lot of time. You know, if you have something that's foreign in your body, the body has to respond to that. So.
Right.
You will get an immune response at the site of a needle. You will get an increase in blood circulation at the site of a needle. And those things help to reduce inflammation. They help to clear out toxic metabolites in the bloodstream, in the body. They help to promote blood circulation to the extremities and the digestive organs, depending on the location of the needle insertion. And you also get specific effects that are based on the location where the needle is inserted. So for those who are more scientifically familiar, who understand MRI studies, or who know what those are, so we've gone and we've done MRI studies that show if I insert a needle in one area of the body, I can get a response in the brain that stimulates a location entirely separate from where that needle is.
Yes.
And if I move where I've put the needle, the remote location that gets stimulated in the body also changes. So I can put a needle in my foot, in my toe, in the little toe specifically, and I can help stimulate the bladder. Now, if I move that to a different toe or a different area of the toe, now all of a sudden it's a different organ that's stimulated.
Right.
It's not the same place.
Which very much follows reflexology,
mm-hmm.
meridian points.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I see that. Well, and we always hear about, you know, if you want to relieve a headache, you push the web of the thumb between mm-hmm. the forefinger and the thumb. And I know that that's an acupuncture insertion point to
it
help
is.
With headaches.
For certain kinds of headaches, so I'll qualify. Some headaches, you go to press that point and it's not going to work. But that's part of why you go to school, to learn all those things.
Right, because you know. Oh, this is fascinating. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about how acupuncture relates to the nervous system, and I'd like Paul to tell us some patient testimonials, see some real-life examples of how acupuncture has helped others.
You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. That's a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.
Welcome back. We're here in the studio speaking with Paul Mosier, licensed acupuncturist, and we're learning more about what acupuncture is and trying to answer many of the questions that people might have regarding acupuncture. And, you know, one of the questions that I had originally involved the neurology behind it. And Paul, I know you have a degree as well in neuroscience. And we had a discussion about chiropractic's role in the nervous system. As many of you know, we deal directly with the central nerve system and how the spine protects the spinal cord and the nerves that run to the body. Now, what's interesting to me is we had a very interesting discussion about how acupuncture actually plays a role in the peripheral nervous system, which means more the end of the nerve. And in community acupuncture, I know you primarily work below the elbow, below the knee.
That's right.
Could you speak real quick into acupuncture's role in the nervous system?
Absolutely. So we're both working on the nervous system, but we're coming at it from different directions. So a needle insertion helps to stimulate the peripheral nervous system. So instead of working directly from on the spinal cord, on the spine, on the brain itself, we're looking at working at the nerve endings and the nerve connections. Now, I'm not looking to needle in a nerve. If I do that, it's very painful to do.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
I'd like to miss that one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too, as a matter of fact. So while a needle goes into the muscle, but we're still through the muscle helping to stimulate the nerve. And what that is, that signal relays back to the brain and works to help upregulate the peripheral nervous system. Now, the peripheral nervous system is involved in all the different things that help a person relax and conk out. So
rest and digest.
Exactly. It helps you rest. It promotes digestive function. It brings blood into the center of the body. And above and beyond that, the same nervous system signals that we are communicating to the brain help go into the areas of the brain that are specific around the brain's relationship and understanding of pain. So getting back to pain, we're not just releasing endorphins, we're also helping to adjust brain chemistry and the brain nervous system activity around how we process, how we deal with pain conditions that are chronic, very recalcitrant, very stubborn to care. So we're working on a variety of different levels in treating the peripheral nervous system and what that does. And you're correct. In community-style acupuncture in particular, the points that are chosen are from the elbows down and the knees down out to the extremities. So we're able to do a lot by working very remote places in the body. And
I wish you could see Paul because he talks with his whole body and his arms just went out and he showed us.
Unfortunately, it's radio.
I know.
Well, actually, fortunately, it is because I have a face that's really good for radio and that's about it. So radio's good.
Okay. So just can you give our listeners a picture in their minds of what community acupuncture is?
So community acupuncture is a giant room, so the living room for people who've been to Spinal Corrective Center, and if you haven't, I recommend going. But if you go into the living room, it's very giant open space. And what we do is we bring in a bunch of zero gravity recliner chairs, so kind of a cross between a lazy boy and a lawn chair, basically, is what it is.
Very comfortable.
It is very comfortable. We bring in a bunch of these. We put them around in a circle, and people will come in. They take off their shoes and socks. They put all their stuff down. They get in one of these chairs. They lean back and they get comfortable. They roll up their pant legs to their knees. They push up their sleeves to their arms, their elbows, and I come over and I will discuss with them very briefly, you know, what are you here for today? If this is a first visit, obviously we make them fill out paperwork and stuff like that. But we check in with them. I sit down. I take their pulse. And the acupuncture approach to taking the pulse is a little bit different than just pulse rate, but step aside from that. And then what I do is I will insert some needles, usually about 8 to 10 in the body. And they can basically chill out for an hour.
Okay.
And they can relax and listen to some nice nature sounds or some music playing in the background and just zone out and be very comfortable.
So that's a typical length of a treatment, about an hour.
That's right.
And you're in the room and you're kind of checking on them and you're right there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that what, of course, you might lose in a community acupuncture setting is maybe the attention required for someone with a really complicated condition or someone requiring a lot of extra conversation. But what you gain is a more affordable price point to be able to do it more regularly.
Exactly. There are pros and cons to both community style and private session treatments. So for people who have really, really in-depth issues or very systemic issues or a lot of different issues that need to be pulled together into one treatment plan, private session is the best way to go for them. But for people who are dealing with are wanting to integrate chiropractic and acupuncture together, combine a number of different modalities to help keep them well, for people who are dealing with pain conditions, and I'll call them straightforward. They might be chronic,
sure,
difficult pain conditions, but from a from a neurology perspective or a presentation perspective might be straightforward. Mm-hmm. Or for people who are concerned about the cost or trying to work on a budget, which, let's face it, we're all trying to do that on some level, mm-hmm. Community acupuncture is fantastic for them. And it really gives them a great opportunity to be introduced to acupuncture care if they've not had it before, if they're a little concerned about maybe it might not be for them, or they're just trying to dip their toe in the water. This is a great way to be able to do that.
Well, you know, one thing I've really enjoyed about adding that to our practice is the one thread that is in common with all of our patients is they want an approach that's allowing their body to heal from the inside out. They're trying their hardest to avoid medication, to avoid surgery. Our patients are wanting to live a life that honors that the body is self-healing.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect fit
for your practice. They find from a chiropractic standpoint, it's such a foundational way to keep the body healthy. And through the massage work that our therapists do in the office, our yoga classes, and then now with the addition of we have nutritional consultations and acupuncture, there's just more avenues for our practice members to really experience health and healing from a holistic perspective and a really innate way to live. Well, before we finish, I'd love if you have a story that you'd like to share or an example of someone who's really benefited from acupuncture.
So one person that comes to mind is a woman in her mid-50s. She was an avid gardener, and about once she does this maybe once a year or once every couple of years, she told me that she would go and she would overwork herself when she was gardening, and she'd wake up the next day and she would have thrown her back out. And this was a chronic thing because at one point she had injured it very directly. And when I first ran across this woman, she was in an acute spasm of pain and needed some very direct care. And she was seeing a chiropractor at the time, but was finding that the chiropractic wasn't taking very specifically. She was going on a regular basis because she was obviously in acute pain. And so what we did was we got her on the table. We did some acupuncture treatments for her. And what the acupuncture did was it helped her to relax, and the musculature around the spine could relax, both through needling directly, but also through some of the other work we did. And we found that with the combination of acupuncture and chiropractic care, she got better a lot faster, and she got better a lot more completely. So before, she would have one of these injury episodes, and she'd find that she'd be limping around for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. Well, with combined care, she got better in a week. And she didn't skimp. She came on a regular basis for both treatments. But she did see very dramatic improvement, very substantial improvement. And she was very, very pleased with the results, and was very open to using both modalities for the work that she was, for her health in the future, if something like that were to happen again. So that's one of many stories.
Well, and you know, even I think our most dedicated practice members who are just coming on a regular basis for extended periods of time to utilize just the wellness benefits of improved nerve flow, it's human nature that we will have injuries flare up. And I do find that our practice members with chiropractic alone can get better quite fast compared to, say, medication. But it is nice to have tools to aid them in the pain management of an injury and the time intensiveness of just missing work and dealing with and struggling with an injury.
How often do you have the community acupuncture at SEC?
We do it twice a week.
Twice a week.
We're currently there Monday mornings and Wednesday evenings.
Nice.
We're looking.
Now I'm relaxed about it. I may try it.
We're looking to be able to expand that.
Yeah. You're not going to break out bigger needles when I come down, though, right?
No.
Okay. I'm looking at this big bald head and thinking, oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I look like Pinhead.
Sorry.
She always has to mention that, you know?
Well, it's radio.
It is. It's radio.
To give our listeners the biggest picture.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, how are you going to know that you have the face for radio if we don't describe
it? Oh, man. We're always having fun. Oh, I tell you, we just want our listeners to learn more, be more educated about health and healing and your choices. And above all, just be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. Mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. This is a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.